Welcome to episode 17 of the Wildcast. Make sure to stay tuned for more news, weather, and entertainment.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and my co-host Cole will be giving you all the school news for this week, and Katie will join us with a weather report. Attention seniors, scholarship deadlines are coming up on the 31st. Please get them in to Miss Bailey as soon as you can.
Good Friday is this Friday, along with Egg My Yard on Friday and Saturday.
That's all the news we have for this week, folks. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome back to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday the 1st, some dark morning clouds and slightly heavy wind, but still staying a decent temperature with a high of 76 and a low of 48. There is currently no chances of rain. Sunday the 2nd, mostly sunny with some early morning clouds. The temperature drops slightly with a high of 74 and a low of 47. Monday the 3rd, mostly sunny but still refreshingly cool with a high of 73 and a low of 42 that night, with some slight winds giving us a cool breeze. Tuesday the 4th, some afternoon clouds with a small 14% chance of rain, but still pretty sunny with a high of 79 and a low of 48 that night. Wednesday the 5th, still hasn't changed much from yesterday with those afternoon clouds and a 10% chance of rain and a high of 79 and a low of 54. Thursday the 6th, some broken up clouds and heavy winds at 17 miles per hour, but overall still warm with a high of 80 and a low of 58 that night. All information was accurate as of 3:29 and was provided by my15dayforecast.com. Now on to Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcats Sports segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by Roman and John. Today, we're going to recap the boys' baseball games over spring break. Varsity Wildcats split the doubleheader versus PDL. They won Game 1 10-7 in extra innings. The Wildcats tied the game in Game 2 in the top of the 7th, but surrendered the walk-off bases-loaded hit in the bottom of the half, losing 8-7.
The varsity boys' baseball team plays April 3rd against Kinston away at 6 p.m. They play April 6th against Laurel Hill home. That will be senior night starting at 6. Boys also play Poplar Springs away April 7th at 4 and 6. That will be a JV and varsity game. The Wildcats softball team plays April 3rd, 4th, and 7th next week. The girls play Rutherford home at 6 p.m. That will be senior night on the 3rd. They play Destin High away at 6 p.m. on the 4th and Poplar Springs away at 4 p.m. on the 7th.
That's all for this week. Now on to Frank with Game Verse.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Gameverse. I'm Frank, and today I'll be recommending Mario Strikers Battle League. I played Super Mario Strikers on the GameCube, so I've been looking forward to getting it. I finally got it over spring break, and it's as good as I remember. Mario Striker Battle League is a wonderful couch party game for 1-8 players. There's a quick match which you can play a 4v4 of bots and friends. In tournament, you play through different cups for coins, and each cup specializes in different aspects of the stats, but you can only have a max of 4 players as you are playing some skilled bots in each cup. As for coins, you use them to customize your gear for each character. The gear messes with the stats of the different characters, so you can customize your character, either specialize them or make them well-rounded. Unfortunately, it's an exclusive Nintendo Switch, and it's $60, but it's rated E for everyone, so it's fun for the entire family. That's it for me, folks. Tune in next week for more video games. This week's video game came from Nintendo. Now on to Case for his movie review.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. These next few weeks, I'll be going into the superhero genre a bit with some of my favorites. Starting off, I'll be going over a beloved movie, the 2002 film of Spider-Man, the first of the well-known Raimi trilogy. This film was in development for nearly 25 years.
The movie went through no less than 5 separate directors before the job finally settled into Sam Raimi's hands. Raimi had previously been known for his horror films, and many were skeptical of his ability to direct the movie. Releasing on May 3, 2002, the film was a huge hit, eventually becoming a major blockbuster for Sony Pictures. The movie made over $825 million on a $139 million budget. It was even the first film to ever pass the $100 million mark on its single weekend. The movie also was praised for its fantastic mix of fun and heartfelt story. I personally love this movie and wholeheartedly recommend it to anyone who wants a fun and genuine superhero movie. That's it for now, people. As always, thanks for watching, and be sure to tune in next week for more classic and modern movies. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com. And now on to Ryan with Funky Factoids.
Hi, today I'll be telling you about the Panhandle. As is the case with the other 8 U.S. states and the Panhandles, the geographic meaning of the term is interex and elastic. References to the Florida Panhandle always included the 10 counties west of the Apalachicola River, a natural geographic boundary which was the historical dividing line between the British colonies of the West Florida and East Florida. The Western Florida county lines also in the Central Time Zone, with the exception of Gulf State, is in the Eastern Time Zone. References to the Panhandle also include some or all of 11 counties immediately east of the Apalachicola River, known as the Big Bend region along the curve of the Apalachee Bay. That's all for this week. My story source is Wikipedia.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. Today we'll be talking about March 17, 1941, during World War II, destroyers sank 2 German subs in defense of Allied convoys passing through the area. March 18, 1938, Charlie Pride, the first black man to ever be introduced into the Hall of Fame, formerly known for kissing Angel good morning, love her like the devil when she gets back home. March 19, 1932, in Australia, the Sydney Harbour Bridge is open to traffic. March 20, 1925, a group of Jews escape from the work farm in Auschwitz to alert Allied forces of the camp. Thank you for listening to This Week in History. My source is from Tehebi Books, copyright 2003, a day-by-day review of world events, This Week in History. Now on to TC with cool animals from around the world.
Hi, I'm TC, and welcome to Cool Animals Around the World. Today, we're going to talk about cool animals in the state of Louisiana, the Eastern Cottontail. The Eastern Cottontail is one of the 2 types of rabbits native to Louisiana and is the most widespread of the cottontail rabbit species and is found in the U.S., North America, and Canada. The gopher tortoise, vital to its habitat because it digs burrows that provide shelter for 360 other animal species, are native to the southeastern U.S., and the gopher tortoise is one of the North America's only native tortoise species. The Louisiana pine snake. Louisiana pine snake are constrictors that squeeze their prey in order to subdue them. They also are egg-laying, non-venomous constrictors with small heads and pointed snouts. That's all for cool animals around the world. Stay tuned for next week for cool animals in North Carolina. Thank you for listening and have a good day.
That's it for this week, folks. Tune in next week for more news, weather, and entertainment.